Thank you. So my name is Wendell Patrick. I actually have two names that I use when I make art. The other name is Kevin Gift. Some of you may know me as one, some of you may know me as the other, and some of you, like Jessica, may know me as both. So I wanted to tell a story about some people that have influenced me greatly in my life. One person is the primary person in the story, but there are others as well. So I was born here in the United States, in Washington, D.C., and I sound very much like an American, but I did not really grow up, at least initially, as an American. I'm the only person in my family that was born in this country, because my father was a diplomat from the Trinidad and Tobago government, and he happened to be stationed here at the time that I was born. I have a sister who's a year and a half older than I am. She was not born here. She was born in Jamaica. And from a very early age, I was interested in music. I'm a professional musician now, and that love affair started at a very early age. And I was exposed to music really from as far back as I can remember. My parents would play music in the house. But when I was 3 years old, I had a cousin that came to visit with her family, and she was about 10 years older than I am. And she sat down at this very funny-looking table that we had in our house and opened it up and started to play music. And it was a piano, and I had no idea that it was a piano for the first 3 years of my life. And she played it, and I was amazed at what was coming out of it. And really, from that point on, I started to go into the room and play this piano and started to make my own music. When I was in the summer after I turned 3, we moved to South America, to Venezuela, where I started taking piano lessons. And in my house, my parents would play all sorts of music, reggae. My mother was Jamaican, calypso. I mentioned my father was from Trinidad. And and a lot of classical music. And I started taking piano lessons at the age of 4. And my parents didn't have any formal musical training, but they made an effort to expose myself and my sister, who's a year and a half older than I am, to as much music as possible. So they would buy lots of classical records, piano records. And I loved listening to them. And I never really gave much thought to the fact that the people that were on the covers of the records never looked anything like me. Right? They were all white. My favorite pianist was Van Cliburn. My second favorite pianist was Vladimir Horowitz. And I used to listen to their records all the time. And I became very involved in learning the piano and progressed very quickly. When I was 7 years old, I moved back to the United States. I started to hear this name of this pianist who was very well-known, well-renowned, and his name was Andre Watts. I was told that he shot to prominence at a very young age. He was 16 years old. He was handpicked by Leonard Bernstein to perform with the New York Philharmonic on January 31st of 1963, substituting for an ailing Glenn Gould, who was a very famous pianist, and Andre Watts was a virtual unknown. So his name used to get, kept coming up. But I didn't know what he looked like, because this was in the early 80s. It's not like how it is now, where you can hear somebody's name, Google them, look them up, and there's a picture there. Back then, you couldn't do that. If you heard about somebody, unless you looked them up in, like, World Book Encyclopedia or something like that, like, you just, or if you had access to, like, microfiche or something, like, you just didn't know what somebody necessarily looked like. So I remember the first time I saw a picture of him, I was about 8 years old, and I just kept staring at it, because here was the first classical pianist that looked like me. And I'd never really given it any thought, right? To me, music was music. I was a good pianist. I would enter a lot of competitions with my sister and usually win. And so I just never really gave it that much thought. But once I saw his picture, I attached this race idea to classical piano specifically. I couldn't really understand why there weren't a lot of other people that looked like me. Fast forward a few years. When I was 14, I decided to take a break from studying piano. And I did so for 4 years. So this is from my sophomore year of college through my sophomore year of high school through sophomore year of college. And when I started playing again, I had a really difficult time with some of the technique that I had been very proficient with earlier. And so I would practice a lot to try to get this technique back. And I remember coming across a photograph of Andre Watts. And again, I just was sort of fixated on this picture because, again, he was the only classical pianist I knew that looked like me. So I studied very hard. I had a professor that was very caring and nurturing, and he would give me lots of books to read, lots of recordings. And that was when I really first started to hear the first recordings of Andre Watts, and they were phenomenal. I would listen to the Paganini Etudes by Liszt and try to play like him. So that summer, after my sophomore year, I went to visit my mother, who was living in Washington, D.C. at the time. And we went to go have dinner with my cousin, Krisha, that I had told you about earlier. Now, Krisha was a very skilled pianist herself, and her sister was a very skilled violinist. When we were kids, 8 and 9, my sister and I, Krisha, who was 18 and 19, used to come and babysit us when she was a student at Howard University, and she would play all of these spectacular pieces by Chopin and Rachmaninoff and Bach, and I really looked up to her. So I was excited to go to her house for dinner to tell her about this career path that I'd chosen. I remember we were at dinner, and she asked me, she said, "Kevin, so what are you studying? What is it that you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a concert pianist." I'll never forget this. She chuckled. She went, she said, "Well, I mean, you can't really do that." And I said, "Well, why is that?" And she said, "Well, there aren't any black classical pianists." Right? Which blew my mind, because to me, I couldn't understand why that even mattered. So, my mind was sort of racing, and I just remember saying, "Well, what about Andre Watts?" And she looked at me, and she laughed, and she went, "Oh, come on, Andre Watts isn't really black." And I just sat there, and I didn't know what to say. I was 19 years old at the time, and you know, this was somebody that I had looked up to because she was such a wonderful pianist. And here she was telling me that there was something that I couldn't do simply because she, too, I imagine, hadn't seen any black classical pianists. Nobody that looked like her, that looked like me. And so after that, I remember going back to school and taking this picture that I had of Andre Watts and putting it on the piano every day when I would practice next to whatever music I was practicing. And 2 years later, he gave the opening concert at the Georgia Tech Fine Arts Center. And I remember going, and I was so excited to meet him. And the whole concert, I was just sitting there transfixed and sort of shaking a little bit. And afterwards, I went up to him after the performance. And when I got to him, I just remember, he signed this. I took the picture with me. He signed the picture. And all I could say to him was, "Can I see your hand?" He just looked at me and sort of made this face. And so he held up his hand. I remember touching his hand with my hand and just feeling this intense rush of power that went through me. And I just want to say that after that, I went on to graduate from Emory University, and I got multiple scholarships to go to different conservatories, including New England Conservatory, Boston Conservatory, here at Peabody. Since then, I've gone on to be a musician. I've never forgotten Andre Watts or his influence. Thank you.